to you by Barfoot and Thompson.
Kia ora and welcome to Property Matters. Tonight we talk about the property maintenance and renovation side of things with William from Honeycomb Construction. Plus something wicked is in the studio. His name is Daniel and we'll find out more. Stay tuned. Remember you can download our podcast from barfoot.co.nz/property matters or listen anytime here on planetaudio.org.nz. Welcome to another wonderful Monday and welcome to Property Matters. I'm Stephen Dello and delighted to have you tuned into our show. As I'm sure you know, each week we have a mix of guests from across the rental and investment landscape to give you tips and tricks on how to maximise your investment and provide practical advice for tenants and landlords who just need that tricky question answered. Now, this is very much your show, so we encourage you to email us at any point at propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz or send us a message on our Facebook page at Property Matters Radio, and we will get the experts to answer you in upcoming quest episodes. Now, two wonderful people in my studio today. A big welcome to William from Honeycomb Construction. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. And Daniel, property manager from Barfoot and Thompson Teatre 2. Welcome back.
Hi.
And you're here to talk about something a little bit different today. We'll catch up with you a little later in the show. But William, I am going to kick it off with you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company, Honeycomb Construction? Sounds like we're making bees or honey or wax, but we're not. What are you up to?
So my name is William. I run Honeycomb Construction. Back in 2010, I actually came to Unitec and did my pre-trade course. Right after that, did my apprenticeship. And then in 2017, started my own company, Honeycomb Construction.
Ah, that's cool. So what sort of work does your company undertake? Is it mainly maintenance and renos, or are you full-on construction?
Mostly we do renovations. We do small maintenance jobs, depending on our schedule, and we're more than happy to do full-on builds and new builds and so on.
You busy at the moment?
Very.
Yeah, lots keeping you out of mischief?
Yes, definitely.
What about that wild weather on the weekend? Did that add a little bit more to the mix today?
Luckily, we're under a shrink wrap roof, okay. So it was pretty good.
Excellent. So what sort of things should our landlords listening be thinking about when it comes to annual maintenance on their investment properties?
So things like clearing the gutters is a pretty big one. And also if the silicon starts to break away, to redo the silicons around your sinks, your showers and so on.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That's a good idea. And how often would you advise a landlord getting a full building inspection done?
I reckon yearly.
Yearly. And what sort of things, because you do building inspections,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
What sort of things are you looking for when you do one of those?
Mostly it's the moisture inside the house, around the window corners, door corners, and then just the general cladding, how it's looking, is it rotting, stuff like that.
Okay. And how you said yearly, so you're noticing change over that period,
yeah,
of time? Okay, cool. What are some of the key things landlords could do renovation-wise that could increase the value of their rental property, or perhaps if they're preparing it for sale?
The two first things I'll do is the kitchen and bathroom, and depends on their budget, go on to maybe the painting of the whole house or the flooring. And then just give the whole building a real nice touch-up and, yeah.
And when you say kitchen or bathroom, are you talking a full redo or can people just spruce it up? What sort of some of the key things?
Depends on the age of the kitchen. If it's a really old one, I would recommend a full-on redo. Same thing with the bathroom. But if it's a fairly new one, there are companies that might just resurface the top, change out the doors and maybe some of the hinges and stuff like that, and then just make the kitchen and bathroom look a lot better.
What's the most common job you're getting at the moment?
Mostly bathrooms.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. And look, in New Zealand, we have a real Kiwi can-do attitude, but obviously we're not as skilled as those on the TV show The Block. So do you find your company sometimes fixing the mistake of home DIY jobs? When should we be calling someone like you in?
I do come across some real odd ways of building, but I'm not sure whether or not it's a DIY or just a cowboy building. So,
right.
With things like all the, how would I say it? With mostly with bathrooms, I would get a qualified builder in.
Right.
Anything small, like say you're fixing a pail on a fence or changing a door handle, you can just DIY yourself.
Okay. You mentioned, you know, cowboys. Before we came on air, I asked you where you were getting your work from, and you mentioned the site Builders Crack.
Yep.
Great title. Do you want to tell our audience what that's all about? Because that's a great way, isn't it, to get someone that's been sort of vetted and approved.
Definitely. So that, I'm pretty sure, came from the Block NZ.
Right.
So they, what you do is, as a tradie, you'll go on there, chase work, go and quote the job, and if the owners accept it, it will come up on the website. Then you go do it. Then the owners will give you a review, and that's how you can tell whether or not this person is a good, high-quality worker or just some cowboy trying to scam you.
Great. Great little plug there for Builders Crack. Awesome. Daniel, if I bring you in here, you're an experienced property manager. What advice do you have for landlords when it comes to property maintenance?
So one thing I would say is that always get an expert to do it. Because in a rental property, you do need it a little bit more robust, and it needs to be kept, you know, for a period of time that's most probably longer than what you would necessarily renovate in your personal home. But if you do decide to do it yourself, make sure that it's done in a timely manner. You've kept full records of the works being done, including photos.
Right. William mentioned a minute ago just about going and doing that annual building inspection. Now, some landlords will say, well, hang on, I'm paying a property manager to do my inspections. Do you want to sort of define the difference of what you're looking for versus someone like William and his team coming in?
Yeah, so we would identify if there was a leak, but we wouldn't be able to identify where the leak's coming from, because we would see maybe some damp or some wet patches, some usually in the corners.
The more obvious stuff, yeah. I guess, yeah.
And we do a visual inspection of the property to make sure as well that the tenants are not putting any damage to the property in relation to, you know, keeping it ventilated and things. Where William is the expert and would go in and would be able to identify why it's happening and how it's happening. And that's the difference. We don't do building inspections, we do property inspections.
Now imagine, William, you're crawling under the house and in the roof space and all of that.
Yep, definitely.
Which Daniel definitely isn't.
No.
Daniel, under the new legislation, tenants can request to do minor improvements themselves. Now, I know that's probably scared a few landlords out there. Can you unpack what does that look like? Are we knocking down walls?
Oh, no, absolutely not. You know, so basically this new legislation has come in play to make sure that these rental properties, these tenants are making it a home for them and they don't feel like they're in a rental property. So the legislation is basically the landlord can unreasonably withhold the adjustments to the property, but they can ask for more information and how it's being done. And they also can require for the property to be returned to a professional standard at the end of the tenancy. We do need it in writing, and the landlord does have within 21 days to reply back to them.
So we're talking things like something to hold a television up, for example,
yeah,
that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. If it's slightly bigger, can a landlord come back and say yes, but it needs to be done by a professional tradesperson?
Yeah, yeah. They can.
So you've got that little bit of protection.
So we've got that room, but it's just making a home. Because there's lots of people out there that rent now.
Yeah. I guess it's trying to get them to stay longer in one place.
Absolutely. And if you've got a good quality tenant, which, you know, that's what we pride ourselves on, really, is making sure that we keep quality in our homes to look after it. So why can't they do a bit of adjustment?
Cool. Good aspect. William, does your team help with those sort of basic home handyman type jobs as well as the biggies?
Yeah, it depends on our schedule. If we have time, we'll definitely be more than keen to have a look.
Yeah, how big's your team?
So far, we've got two apprentices and myself.
Brilliant. That's cool. Great to hear apprentices being used. You mentioned the workload's really busy. Has there been an influx lately because people are selling or getting their house ready to sell or buying instead of travelling and then wanting to do it up?
Yeah, well, during this lockdown, we've actually gotten quite busy because everyone can't leave the country, of course, and then they're all deciding to do up their house. So we're about a month or two booked so far.
Wow. People, spending their holiday funds around their property.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Daniel, if an investor is looking at purchasing a property, and perhaps it's one that needs a bit of love and attention from someone like William and his team, what sort of things do you recommend would increase the rental return? What are tenants looking for?
It's very similar to what William was saying earlier on. Definitely they look at a nice kitchen and a nice bathroom. It doesn't necessarily have to be completely modern, but it just needs to have good seals, you know, and it's kept in a nice, orderly fashion, really. Carpets is a big thing of tenants may ask for a professional carpet clean to try and get most of the, if there's any stainage or anything. But if they're too old, it's usually they look for nice, thick carpets, warm, clean, tidy, fresh paint, and making sure there's no holes in the wall. And drapes add a great dress look to a property, and that's what tenants are looking for. And tenants are looking now to making sure that they are following Healthy Homes compliant standards. So, the obvious, which is like the heat pump, is the biggest thing that people are looking for as well.
Right. Obviously, you're going to recommend yourself as a property manager, but if there's a private landlord listening about to put an advert up for their property, how do you sell all those things you just said are so important into an advert, say, on Trade Me?
Good pictures to start off with.
Yep.
I think that's the biggest thing, is making sure that you've got good professional photos, and they are looking, they're presented well inside as well as out. A good write-up, and making sure that you include that on everything that you advertise, and making sure that you point these things out on a viewing as well.
Right. Absolutely.
It's a good key thing is to make them aware, because you want to be one step ahead of the tenant, and you feel more accomplished when you've actually spoken to the tenant about them rather than a tenant asking you and you forgetting to say what you've just spent a lot of money on.
Cool. William, will your company go in and do an assessment on a property, what needs to be done that could increase the value?
Not so much that, but things like, we'll definitely advise them to do their kitchen, bathroom, so on. I went to a job where the site was quite steep and they didn't have much of a front yard, so
right.
They actually approached me and wondering if they could get some retaining walls, flatten out that front yard, and I thought that's a really good idea, because without that front yard, your kids can't play there. There's no entertainment space. So if you're spending money on stuff like that, I'm pretty sure you'll gain it back when you sell again.
I'm putting you on the spot here. Favourite renovation or building job so far?
So far, mostly, I quite like being on a roof, to be honest, because you get to see the views, sunrise, sunset. It's beautiful.
That's cool. All right, we're going to take a short music break, and this music break is going to give you a little hint to what we're talking about next.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. Through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try.
I'm trying.
the very talented Idina Menzel, very famous for her role in the stage show Wicked. And, of course, that was Defying Gravity. Now, welcome back. If you have something you or your company would like to share with our investors, landlords or tenants, do get in touch with us by emailing propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz. And today I'm joined by William from Honeycomb Construction and Daniel Norcross from Barfoot & Thompson Te Aroha. Now, Daniel, we're going to take the show a little bit of a different direction tonight, and it feels really weird because on a Sunday night here on Planet FM I host an hour and a half show with my colleague Emma all around arts, music, theatre and entertainment, and here I am doing a property one, and I'm about to talk to you about the arts because you are not just a property manager but a dancer, choreographer and actor. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey from arts to real estate.
So my arts career started back in the UK. So when I was 16, went to dance college and studied, and then through my time did various different jobs and worked on, with different platforms and had a great time. But then it came to a point where I was on a national tour in the UK, and I started beginning to fall out of love of something that I've always loved
really
in my life, and thought it was time I maybe took a bit of a career change to step back away and refind the love for what I've always known best. So I then was living close by London, decided that let's go back to London and live in the very lonely but vibrant city it is, and decided, what did I want to do? I know, I like property. Let's go and interview for estate agents over there. And that's really how I landed a job for Dexter's in central London. Worked there for 3 years and then moved to Greater London, like Essex Way, with my partner, and then decided that New Zealand is the place where I'm coming, and then found Barfoot, and then now I found North Shore Musical Theatre Company.
Brilliant. And I imagine, you know, but having a bit of a theatrical background is pretty useful in property management anyway, because you're able to communicate with everybody, larger than life, good selling, probably a bit of acting along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You're always on stage with this job.
Yeah,
I bet. And that's how I get through my day-to-day. You know, you've always got to put that smile on. Always, you know, put your troubles behind you. And, you know, every new customer or client that comes through the door or you go and see is a new scene of a show.
Nice. Now, you've recently been cast in Wicked, hence we played that song, and I believe Barfoot & Thompson is sponsoring this. So tell us about your journey so far in the Wicked process. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I originally saw the advertisement of auditions when I first arrived in New Zealand last February. And then due to you know, the pandemic and the difficult time, the show did get actually put back and auditions did. And then I auditioned in the 17th of October last year and the 18th of October. So one day was for vocal audition, second day was for movement. And then I shortly got the call after to say I was casted in the ensemble, which was amazing. You know, trying to find, you know, your love back, and Wicked is the show to do it, you know, knowing it is one of my favourite musicals that's ever to be written. So it was great.
Had you seen it in London before?
Yeah. Seen it many times in London. Mm-hmm. You know, because I lived right in the West End, and you had some great promo tickets that you could always pick up overnight. So
I was very disappointed when I went to London. I saw Wicked, and three quarters of the way through Act Two, the safety curtain suddenly dropped. There was silence. Then the person playing Alphaba came on stage and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, the performance cannot continue." Oh, yeah. And it just ended. The house lights came up. It was just weird. I never got the ending. It wasn't until I saw it here in New Zealand that I was able to go, "Ah, that's how it finishes."
Yeah, it was
quite strange.
Well, that won't be happening with
us. No, good.
Absolutely not.
And you're performing at the beautiful Sky City Theatre.
Yeah.
So you're currently rehearsing on the North Shore, but you've just had a little taste of being inside the theatre.
Yeah, great absolutely. Space. So we went there yesterday at as a cast, and with our director, a choreographer and musical director, to actually feel for the space and in what it's going to be like on that stage when we open that show on the 10th of September.
Cool. What do you love about dance so much? Because in Wicked, I imagine your ensemble role is very heavy dance.
Yeah, definitely in Act 1. It's very full on for the ensemble, you know, as the story's unfolding of, you know, the witches. But I just love it because you can just take all your troubles away and it really express yourself through music and, you know, and then worry about them when you come back, you know, off stage.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Clear your property management phone when you come off stage. Yeah, I like that. For someone listening who doesn't know the story of Wicked, can you fill us in?
Yeah, so the musical explores what happened between Dorothy dropped off into Oz. It tells the incredible untold story of an unlikely but profound friendship between two girls who first met as a sorcery student at Shears University, the blonde and very popular Glinda and a misunderstood green girl named Alphaba.
Cool. I mean, that blonde, you always think of Kristen Chenoweth, who really portrayed her. Who's been your favourite when you've looked at any sort of footage over the years? Because some well-known people have played it around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I like Kristen Chenoweth as Glinda. And actually, our Glinda that's playing in the Sky City reminds me very much like her and very exceptionally talented.
Yeah, and it's a story suitable for all ages.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, isn't it?
You'll always come out of that theatre after Wicked and with a smile on your face and want to watch it again.
How many roles are you playing as ensemble? Are you switching many times?
So, I play a student and then we go into, like, through dance and through life. Then I go to Oz and One Short Day. And yeah, so there's different costume changes, but you're always portraying the sort of the similar character of your journey through the story.
That's really cool. Now, how do you juggle a busy job like property management and rehearsals for something the size of Wicked?
So I'm very fortunate. I've got a great support from a branch manager, and I haven't got to take too much time off for rehearsals because we rehearse 3 times a week. A full day on a Sunday and then 2 evenings usually on a Tuesday and Thursday, and as we get closer to the show opening we will then start building up the rehearsal schedule through the evenings, so it's quite good.
So have you warned your team you're going to arrive and need coffee on your desk during performance season? And you talk about support from your branch manager. You've had support from your whole company in the sense that they've become one of the main sponsors of the show. That must be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It is great to work for a company that support the community out there, especially in their home city. And it's fantastic to have, you know, it's fantastic for the North Shore Musical Theatre Company to have such a great backing from Barford & Thompson.
Now, obviously, you've made New Zealand home, but do you miss the buzz and vibe of the West End?
I miss the fact that you can go to any show of an evening, you know, no matter what, you know, you can turn around a corner and you've got a theatre, you know, 10 spaces down the road. But no, I don't really miss it now.
Okay.
I've molded myself to my home, which is nice, peaceful and relaxing.
Nice. I mean, poor old West End have been hit hard over the last year with lockdowns. Then coming out of lockdown, I was reading a letter Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote to the government, I think it was only a couple of days ago, because they had said theatres could reopen, they've resold the tickets, they've got everything ready, and now they've been cut back to 50% capacity or asked to please close again and reopen towards the end of July. And he's pushed back and said, no, we're opening at 50%. I'll wear the loss and the refunds. I want my cast and crews back on stage. Have you got friends or family sort of back there still in that scene? Because I imagine it's been one heck of a year.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of friends that I speak to very, very regularly, and they are struggling. Well, they did struggle. They're quite lucky because their platforms that they perform in has been actually in an area where they're able to reopen the shows.
Oh, cool.
So it's not necessarily a theatre, it's a venue.
Right.
So they're able to go and do that because the venues have catered for the social distancing.
Right.
Serving people to the tables and things. But it is a great shame for the West End. I know Broadway's starting to open up now, but it's fantastic for us because, you know, we're able to open that show at full capacity and really excel.
And, you know, I know from our Sunday show, we've got a lot of artists and actors and performers from around the world have returned home to New Zealand. So at the moment, our talent pool is at the highest level it's ever been because there's some amazing performers that have returned.
Yeah, absolutely. The show, is local theatre, but it has world-class talent in there. Sets, costumes, our musical director, Catherine Carr, our director Alex McKellar and our choreographer Gemma Boswell, they're all fantastic, and we're very lucky to have them on board. That's backing us to take us through the journey of Wicked.
Yeah, very much. Now, for many performers, while theatre might be their first love, there isn't enough steady work here to keep them employed, so they do turn to other industries, I guess, to find their niche and still fit some arts into their lives as they can. What is it about property management, do you think, that's drawn you to that as a career choice?
Being around people.
Yeah?
Being around people, able to, you know, you can be very expressive, and also, you know, you've got to be very sympathetic, you know, work. It's just, I just love work. Being around people, having fun, and it's definitely a job that you don't know what's going around the corner the next day.
Yeah, absolutely. William, what do you do in your spare time? Any green tights and dance floors for you?
In fact, a couple of years ago, I used to do ballroom dancing competitively.
Really? Tell us more.
So the studio's over in Dun Bishop Place. That's over in Botany, so it's opposite Santa Maria.
Yeah.
So my sister actually did a bit of dancing, so I decided to follow her footsteps and went to the studio. And then got a sort of like a discounted rate. Did it for 3 years, and then each year we'll go to the national competition and compete.
Brilliant. The ballroom dancing builder. When is Dancing with the Stars coming back? We could get you two on. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I wrote that question down as a bit of a joke. I wasn't expecting that answer. That's brilliant. Love it. Love those moments. Daniel, tell us about the season. When does it open and where can people get tickets?
Yeah, so the season is running from the 10th of September right through to the 2nd of October. So shows will run on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, two on a Saturday, and then one on a Sunday. Tickets are on sale. They are selling extremely fast.
That's
so please
awesome.
Get in quick so you don't disappoint. And the place to get them is iticket.co.nz. I just say book now. Don't hesitate because you will be sorry when you don't go through those doors.
Bring your family.
Yeah.
Now, focusing back on the property management side, because this is what this show is all about, what's the market like in Te Aritu, where you're based?
Yeah, the market is extremely busy for us in the peninsula because we have great schools, we have great local amenities. And a lot of our properties are development sites. You can develop quite a bit out west. So we're seeing that, you know, some of our long-lasting tenants are being asked to leave just because there's a development opportunity that's going on that property or being sold. And so we've got to house them, and they want to stay on the peninsula. I think it is a little bit price sensitive at the present moment for rents, but you, as William said before, you know, you keep your property well maintained, then you're not going to struggle finding a new tenant.
Mm. With Healthy Homes in the spotlight at the moment, especially media wise, it was very big in this morning's news. How are you and your team progressing to ensure you meet those deadlines?
Yeah, so, you know, as a company, in fact, and as a team, We already been starting way back last year when it comes to the Healthy Homes assessments. So we're pretty on board with what's going on and making sure that everything is compliant before tenants move in or within the 90-day period if it's after the 1st of July. So, you know, it's a little bit of pressure and a bit of a stress to the team and I should imagine to any property manager or portfolio out there. But, you know, it's something we have to contend with, and we're doing well. And it's, you know, it will happen.
Yeah, that's good to hear. William, is this an area that's busy for you as well, the Healthy Homes Front?
So mostly we'll do the heat pump, and here and there sometimes we'll do the moisture barrier and insulation. So it just depends on what the property needs.
Right. Are you? Can I ask you both, are you finding like a large number of issues out there, or is it most homes just need some little thing sorted?
Yeah, I'm not sure on William's front, but you know, we do deal with a good Healthy Homes assessors, so we're finding that you know, some will come back with just minimal jobs, but majority is a heat pump. It is the big thing. Is on a heat pump for us.
And on my side, sometimes the extractor fans will be missing, especially in the bathrooms where it's really right. needed.
Right. So you're able to help with that?
Yes, definitely.
Cool. You mentioned, Daniel, new developments out west, and we're getting more and more of those, whether it's the Kāinga Ora developments, private construction ones, now starting to see the build-to-rent concept starting to take off here. From an investment point of view, are they really top-notch investment opportunities because they're new builds? Does it get a higher return, I guess, is what
I'm
meaning?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's dependent on... You know, some of these developments are a little bit more done cost effectively compared to other developments. And I think if they go and research what they're actually buying, you definitely will find a bigger return on them.
Cool.
Yeah, and I think layout is a big thing. Some developers maybe not are considering a layout in a property to other developers. And we certainly noticed that if it's got a good layout, with bathrooms, by bedrooms, we definitely, you know, we got people queuing up on a Saturday to see the property.
Wow, that's great. That's great. I should say to our listeners that have been following the show, our wonderful two young teachers that we were following their purchase of their first homes. And if we remember, it was December, they were due to move in. James got finally through in February, and we interviewed Nick a few weeks ago. He was still waiting for council sign-off at the end of the development process. Good to know he moved in last week. So only a few months behind. William, do you find that there's some hold-up at council for that final consent process?
Yeah, I believe due to the influx of work, they're somewhat struggling to keep up with the workload. And since everyone's in New Zealand and they can't leave, there's even more pressure on the council to get
right.
through.
Yeah, that must be frustrating for you and for people that have, you know, spent money on work that they just want signed off, especially if they're about to sell, or and these young guys, we're waiting to move in.
Yeah, and also the timber shortage has hit us all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we're waiting maybe weeks and weeks just for a bit of material to come in.
Wow. Is there a shortage on heat pumps as well? We're hearing a bit of that.
Slightly, but not as much as timber.
Timber, I didn't know that. I'd missed
that. Yeah, and I think it depends on if what suppliers they're using, what brands for heat pumps.
Right.
I think some are easily coming in, and I think some are not so easily coming in.
Yeah. Goals for the rest of the year, William? What's your goal to finish the year off, second half?
Hopefully we'll get a few big jobs and, yeah, finish off with a bang.
Brilliant. And how can people get in touch with you?
So my number is 027-5200-117, and they could also search me up on Google Maps, Honeycomb Construction Limited.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us, and all the best for your business for the rest of the year. And good luck with the ballroom dancing.
Thank you so much.
And Daniel, goals for the rest of 2021?
To increase our rent roll in the office, and to have a very successful season of Wicked.
What are you looking most forward to with Wicked? What's the... Is it the opening night you've got that under your belt?
I think it's just... The whole atmosphere, the team, and, you know, it's just to spend 3-4 weeks with my fellow cast members. They've been amazing to welcome me from, you know, being a stranger, and it's been great. And it's just getting some audience in. It's just something that we're all very much looking forward to.
Brilliant. All the best with the season, and good luck, and good luck out in Te Ara too. I hope your team look after you when you're tired.
Thank you.
If you want to track Daniel down, head to barfoot.co.nz/T to yadda to. If you've got something you'd like to chat to us about, send us an email at propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz. You can check out all our previous episodes at barfoot.co.nz/propertymatters. We're going to finish a little differently this week. Instead of just rapping with our theme song, here's another song from Wicked with Kristen that we were just talking about. Here's Popular. Have a great week.
Elfie, now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice. Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it, who isn't less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys, little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a publicist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser. Not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular, and with an assist from me to be who you'll be instead of dreary who you were, well, are, there's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar. We're gonna make you popular. When I see depressing creatures with unprepossessing features, I remind them on their own behalf to think of celebrated heads of state or especially great communicators. Did they have brains or knowledge? Don't make me laugh. They were popular. Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude, it's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular, like me.